First, you have the ghost of an individual, perhaps long since dead, that has no connection with the actual spirit of the person concerned. What I'm trying to convey here is that you may have a very powerful thought force, which may, by its very power, give the impression that the individual person or personality is there on the occasion of the haunting. And a lot of people, when they have seen what they term to be a ghost, are under the impression that they are seeing the apparition in outward shape and form of the individual who has long since been dead. But what actually is happening there is that the individual concerned is not necessarily present. This is an astral projection upon the atmosphere, which on certain occasions, usually because the atmosphere is conducive to it, manifests itself in shape or appearance. But this apparition has no power whatsoever, because the mentality or the mind of the individual, the ghost, is not there, it's not present. In other words, it is a kind of a shell that is formed out of the ether under certain given conditions.